These talks have been ongoing for months, so what's the holdup? It's prevailing wage, which Democrats say is a deal breaker, but Republicans walked away from the table Tuesday, saying it's their last demand on top of studying ways to save money on healthcare and tying spending to inflation.
I mean, it's like nailing jello to the wall. It changes all the time.
That's House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf, who says negotiations were nearly done Tuesday morning. Over the course of a couple hours, they fell apart. Republicans want a three-year moratorium for cities, counties, and school districts paying prevailing wage on public works projects, which they say is artificially high and mainly benefits unions. Democrats would only need to deliver 5 votes in the House and 1 in the Senate, but Governor John Carney says he's not interested in signing such a bill. The proposed mini-budget from the GOP would fund state services at current levels through the end of July. Senate Minority Whip Greg Lavelle says he doesn't want to have to use it and wouldn't comment on the probability of needing it.
I'm not a gambling person. So whether it's 5% or 95%, I think you still plan for it.
James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.